Dionysus and bathing on Yontif.
Okay.
Because I'm
changing. Are they connected?
No.
Okay, fine. Tarraway, Northwest London, Gimel Nissen, 8th of April, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan, Bio Masras, and having a shower on Yom Tov. Unconnected.
Good morning, my Rabbi Sai. Just as a word of introduction, I was going to give a share on Bio Masras, which is the mitzvah not so well known. Certainly I wasn't so acquainted with this mitzvah of being rid, literally being rid of one's maestros. However, because it's not so pertinent to us in Chutz Laaretz, and even in Eretz Yisrael, as you're about to hear, it's only relevant to the people who've got the coins. I'll explain it. I'm just going to spend a few minutes on the basic mitzvah of Bir Maisus, and the reason why I'm speaking about that is because it's happening now, Pesach time. It's going to happen on Erev Yom Tov Achron of Pesach. So I'll just speak about that for very briefly, and then we'll speak about something very pertinent, very negiah, and that's showering, bathing on Yom Tov. When is that permissible and when not? So the Torah says, the Torah speaks about, in two places, about the mitzvah of Bir Maisus. Let's go over the basic mitzvahs of Matonis Lev Yoinim. There's Peah, which is a corner of the field. There's Leket. Leket is individual stalks which have fallen off. And there's Shikha, sheaves which the farmer forgot before when taking his sheaves from the field into his house or into the barn. Those go to the Aniyim. Then, after Leket Shikham Kippur, Rabbi Isai comes, first one, Bikurim. Before Chuma comes, Bikurim. Bikurim goes to, you need to take it up to the base of Mikdash, you give it to the Kohen, only a Kohen is allowed to eat it. Bikurim is exactly like Chuma, it's Chi of Misa, it's also for Zar, a non-Kohen is not allowed to be Bikurim. A person needs to come into the Beis HaMikdash, present the Kohen with the Bikurim, and it goes to the Kohen. Bikurim, unlike Truma Maiser, if one doesn't take Bikurim from the Tavuah, it doesn't render the Tavuah, the produce, Tevel. Right? That's the difference. So although it's got the severity of Truma, that it's also for non-Kohanim, nevertheless that, and also it's also, you're not allowed to be Matameit. If you're Matameit the Bikurim, the Kohen may not eat it. Nevertheless, it doesn't make Teva. Then, after Bikurim, we have Truma. Truma Gedoila goes to the Kohen. The Shia is Minatoira B'mashu, Chita Achaz Poteres Zakri, Midra Bonon, a 40th, a 50th, and a 60th. So the average is a 50th. 2%. That goes to the Kohen. Again, the Kohen is allowed to give it, is allowed to eat himself. He can give it to his wife and his family, but a non-Kohen may not eat it. A Kohen Tomei also may not eat the Truma Gedoila. After Truma Gedoila, we have Maiser. That goes, Mr. Levy, who does it go to?
Levy.
Right, Maiser Rishon goes to the Levy, and can the Levy give it, can he do anything he likes with it?
Yes.
Can do anything he likes with it. However, he's got to do something before. He's got to take Chumas Maiser, right? He's got to take Chumas Maiser, which is Maiser Mina Maiser, a tenth of a tenth, and he's got to give that to the Kohen. That Chumas Maiser is exactly like Chuma. Has exactly the same dini. Once he's taken Chumas Maiser, he can do whatever he likes. He can eat it Betuma, he can eat it if he's Tomei, he can be Matame. It's complete. It's like it's his own property. He can even give it to Israel to eat. Right? We don't pass on Rav Meir holds that the Maiser is also the Zorin. We do not pass on like Rav Meir. So that's Maiser Rishon. We've had Maiser Rishon, we've had Chumas Maiser. And that takes place, Rabbi Yisai, Bikurim, Truma Gedoila, Maiser Rishon. Truma's Maiser takes place every single year of the 7-year cycle, apart from, of course, Shmita. No Truma's Maiser. So that's right. Then after Maiser Rishon, on years, 1, 2, 4, and 5, we have Maaseh Sheni. 1, 2, 4, and 5, Maaseh Sheni. That means I from the leftover produce, I separate 10% and I take it up to Yerushalayim, and I must eat it within the confines of Yerushalayim, and I must be Tohoyim. The violin can eat it, and he can invite anybody else to eat it as well, right? He must be Tor, and the Maaseh Sheni must be Tor, right? That's Maaseh Sheni. On years 3 and 6, instead of Maaseh Sheni, one separates Maaseh Oni, it's got no Kedusha again. You just give it to the Oni, it's like regular tzedakah. The Oni can do whatever he likes with it. He can even give it to a non-Jew to eat. He can do anything he likes with it.
So, truma.
Sorry?
Oni doesn't take it to truma.
No. Maaseh Sheni, just all the trumas have been taken already, right?
The lady can give truma, but the Oni doesn't.
Correct. Yeah. Just like Maaseh Sheni. Once the trumas Maaseh has been taken from Maaseh Rishon, there's no more truma anymore. Right. So now the Torah says, "Mikseh Sholei Shonim Toitzei Kol Maaseh Tevuasko Bashana Ahivi Nafta Bisharecha." The Torah says, if you've got any matonis levyonim in your property, I want you to get rid of it by a certain time. Just like we know there's a concept of Baal Te'acher, if a person was mechayiv himself in a korban, yeah, he says, Hari Alai Oilo or Shlomim, he's got up to three festivals, he's got Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, he's Baal Te'acher, yeah, by then, if he doesn't bring his korbanos by Sukkot, it will be over about Tehachem. Here the Torah has got a similar concept with regards to Matanos Levyonim. I want it all out of the house. Therefore, if I've got any truma lying around, let's say I live very far away from the nearest coin, it didn't work out for me to give it a coin, I've got to make sure that not only I've got to have separated all the trumas and everything which I need to separate, but I also need to ensure that it goes to its right, violin. So what happens, Rabbi Sa, if there's no kohen here? And I can't get to the kohen before Erev Yom Tov Achron. So I makne it to him. I take my friend, I said, can he be kohen on behalf of the kohen? My serishan as well, I makne it to the Levi. My ser oni, this is done. Maaseh Oni, I'm makne. I also have to give it to the Oni. Now Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim. Here comes the catch. Here's Maaseh Sheni. It's not good enough to get it out of your house. It's not good enough to take it out of your house, or to give it to the kohen. If you have a kohen who's holding Bikurim, or Israel is holding Maaseh Sheni, needs to get rid of it. He needs to destroy it. He needs to destroy it before Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach. Right? That Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. That means the Pasuk says, I have destroyed the Kodesh. Kodesh refers to Maaseh Sheni, and it also refers to and to the Bikurim. Those two, I was going to, well, why are those two the exception? It's not enough just to get to give it to its rightful owner. You've got to actually destroy it. That means if you've got a lot of Maaseh Sheni, and you know there's no way that you can finish it over Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov you've got to destroy it. You've got to burn it. That's why we do it on Erev Yom Tov. Really, it must be destroyed by Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov, since you can't do the melacha, you're not allowed to destroy it, you're not allowed to burn it, so therefore you do it on Erev Yom Tov. You leave what you can. Let's say you've got 5 apples of Maaseh Sheni, and you are in Yerushalayim, yeah, and you can eat 5 apples over the last on the last day of Yom Tov, but you've got 35 apples, and there's nobody, you know, you won't find anybody to eat them. Then you destroy 30, you destroy 30 of those apples, and 5 apples you keep for Yom Tov, okay. This is done on the 4th year. It's always the year after Maaseh Sheni. So therefore, what years do we do Maaseh? Sorry, is that not what I said?
After Maaseh Sheni.
Sorry, thank you. So it's always the year after Maaseh Oni. So that means years 4. Right, what's the first year of your Maaseh Oni?
3.
Three. So it's the year four. You've got to give him a chance for the whole year to have passed. So it's the Pesach after Maaser Ani, which is Pesach of the fourth year, and Pesach of Shemitah. Yeah? Of Pesach, people get confused because there's a concept of Biur as well on Shemitah, which has nothing to do with Biur Maaser. But the Zman of Biur Maaser is year four, which is this year, and year seven. And that needs to be given to and that's when the mitzvah of Biur Maaser. The way it's nagia here is that the federation, the Keren HaTrumos of Maaser in Gateshead and a few other, they have coins. They have coins which people have put the kedusha. They've transferred the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto those coins, and they have kedushas Maaser Sheni. This year, if you want to be rich, or if, well, don't, not for you, but if a non-Jew wants to be rich, he should go to the sea and he may find many, many pound coins or 2 pound coins. Why? Because they're going to be throwing these two pound coins, which have amassed over time, over the past 3 years, they've amassed kedusha of Maaser Sheni, which people have used their services and been paid on them, they need to be destroyed, right? And therefore, they throw into the sea. So if you suddenly find lots of 2 pound coins or 1 pound coins, then you can. That's the reason why there's so many of them on years 4 and 7.
Is it only a coin?
So I'm saying if you find them, you can't do anything with it because you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. It has to be effectively destroyed. That's why, hopefully nobody should find it because otherwise it's not really destroyed. But generally we throw it into the sea in a place where it's extremely unlikely somebody will find it. That's called Biur. Just like Chometz, you can throw it into the sea even though technically, it can be found, but it's considered destroyed. Okay, so that's the mitzvah of Biur Maaser. I just want.
Can you do it before Yom Tov?
So the thing is, you can do it before Yom Tov, and some people do it before Yom Tov, but some people prefer to leave it to Yom Tov Achron, because if you're destroying it, and Mashiach will come, let's say you destroy it now. What happens if Mashiach is coming tomorrow? Mashiach is coming tomorrow. You had Maaser Sheni money, which you should be taking up to Yerushalayim and buying fruits with it, and you've destroyed it for no reason. You've destroyed Maaser Sheni. So that's why we try to delay as late as possible the destruction, the biur of the Maaser Sheni, be it the fruits, the produce itself, or be it the coins. We'll have to do this second chelik quite fast, but basically the question is, especially in Chutz Laaretz, moving on to showering, to having to bathing on Yom Tov, especially if it can be a 3-day Yom Tov, you've got Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and you can have Shabbos, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So it can be by the second day Yom Tov, it can be already quite uncomfortable and distressing for some people not having showers. Is there any way of having showers with hot water, bathing in hot water on Yom Tov? Okay, sorry?
A woman has to do
chafifa. She got to do chafifa, which includes melochas, that she's got to do on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Then she can use hot water, as we're going to see, to wash parts of her body. But she's not allowed to have a shower or to bathe a whole body in hot water. So, is there any way bathing a baby? Yeah, bathing, giving a baby a bath on Yom Tov What are, how can that be done? And the third question which we'll raise is, the mikveh's cold. Can I turn on the mikveh on, can I turn on the radiator of the mikveh on Yom Tov? Obviously on Shabbos you can't, right? But can I do so on Yom Tov, turn on the radiator so the mikveh, so that the, one can be tovel in the mikveh? Okay, so those are our basic questions. Okay, we'll have to start with the basics. Sorry?
Boiler's
on. What's the problem with turning on the boiler? It depends. If it's a combi system, then Havara is muto, then the fire is already on. So you're allowed to. The question is, how are you going to turn it off? Right?
Why is the fire right? on? Sorry. But most boilers today don't have a pilot light.
Combi doesn't have a pilot light.
No, most boilers today don't.
Of course it does.
They just light up each time you. What's
no, not for me. It's got pilot light. I think so. But okay. Let's go. Hopefully this week. So and then we'll get. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. There's Gzeres Mechatzos. Gzeres Mechatzos is the following. Okay. If a person Chazal said it starts from here. We've just learned the sugya. If a person heated up water on Shabbos, we're going to start from Shabbos and then we'll move on to Yom Tov. If a person heated up water on Shabbos, even if it's in a permissible manner, not only if he did it be'isul, even if it's a permissible manner, how can a person heat up water in a permissible manner on Yom Tov? Shabbos. Sorry, we'll start with Shabbos. Yeah. How? Sorry, what do you mean indirectly?
Next to it.
So he heated the, no, if he heated, right, so that is correct. He can put it near a fire where it's not going to get Yatza Leder's boy, but it's getting comfortably warm.
Yes.
Has he transgressed the Malach of Bishul? It's not Yatza Leder's boy, it's not 45 degrees, yeah? He hasn't transgressed the Issul. Nevertheless, a person is not allowed to be Roichet in such water. We're going to see why not. In a second. Another example. He takes water from the urn. He takes water from the urn, pours it into a klish, into a bowl, right? And he adds cold water to that. Is that a problem of Bishul?
Yes.
No.
It's not klish, and he's not mevashel. So here he's not been mevashel. He's not cooked, and nevertheless he is not allowed to be roichet in those water. In that water, it's called Mayim Shehuchman B'Shabbos, it's also to be roichet. Why is that? I'm allowed, if I want to heat up my water for drinking, it's permissible, as we said, klisheini. Here, you're not allowed to be roichet. Why is rechitza also, even in Chamin Shehuchman Derechet? Is that understood? Even if it's hucham in a permissible way. The example brought in the Shulchan Aruch is a person washes his hands in cold water, and then he goes to the fire. To warm up his hands. He's not going to heat up the water on his hands to the extent that he's going to be Yatza Leder's boy because he doesn't want to burn himself. And nevertheless, it's forbidden. Why? Because since he's warming up that water, again, is he warming it to Yatza Leder's boy? No. But that's called rechitza. Even rechitza's pon of yod of araglov. Even washing just part of your body is forbidden in Mayim Shehuchman B'Shabbos. The reason for this is Chazal were concerned, since a person for rechitza cooks more, heats up more water than is usual for drinking, then Chazal were concerned that a person may come to heat up water derech isur on Shabbos. That means, you may ask, you're allowed to, as we said, you're allowed to heat up water derecheta for drinking, right? For instance, in a klisheni, or even in a klirishin, if you put it near the fire and you're just warming it up in a place where it's not going to get heated, it's permissible. So why can I not do the same thing for rechitza? And that is, and the answer is, since rechitza, since bathing oneself requires a more substantial amount of water, then we are concerned either one of two ways. A person sees you with such a large amount of hot water. In those days, it wasn't so easy to keep hot water hot. right? And he sees you. Wow, there's a bucket full here of water. How did he heat that? How's that water heated? You know what he must have done? He must have added cold water to hot water. And the people think, how did he do that on Shabbos? People think, it's okay. As long as you don't cook the water on the fire, that's mutter. In other words, people think toldos sa'ur is permissible. Toldos sa'ur is an example is an urn is being heated by the fire, but I now remove the urn from the fire. Yeah, right? So that's still mevasher, but people think, well, how did he get so much water? Hot. He must have added cold water in toldos sa'ur, and people will come to be maker. Now, they only think that mistake, they only make that mistake when it comes to rechitza. They do not make that mistake when it comes to shtiyah, because as you know, you're allowed to have water, which has been on the urn, as long as you put a blech on, which has been heated on Shabbos. Because as we said, rechitza requires a more considerable amount of water, and therefore that's why the gzeirah is more... that's why there's only a gzeira in rechitza and not in shtiyah. Now, come stage two. Even originally chamin water which was heated up on erev Shabbos, no problem. Chazal did not forbid that. Therefore, originally you could shower if you had water which was you had a bath which you ran before Shabbos, even though on Shabbos it was still hot. No problem of being roichet. Why did Chazal answer it? Because of Gzeiras Abalonim. The Balonim were the people who looked after the mikveh, and they were not scrupulous people, and they were choshud that they would heat up the water on Shabbos, and said, we heated up on Erev Shabbos. Right? Because money speaks, and since they got paid well for looking after the saunas and looking after the bathhouses, so therefore, they used to, unfortunately, be mechallel Shabbos, in order, and it's embarrassing, they said, no, it was heated up on Erev Shabbos as well. So therefore, in order to eliminate that chashash, Chazal forbade even chamin, which was huchmu me'erev Shabbos. Okay? That's so now there's still a difference. Because this is only also because of Gzeres Abalonim, right? Second stage, that means Hucham on Erev Shabbos is only forbidden because of what the Balonim used to do. Chazal only asked, they only forbade bathing one's whole body. But bathing with washing one's hands and face and raglov, that's permissible. Okay? So only Chamin, which was Hucham on Shabbos, that's also, you're not even allowed to wash your hands with it. Right? If it's Hucham, even Derech Etz on Shabbos. Chamin, which is Hucham on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe your whole body in it, but you can warm, you can use that water to wash your hands and face. What about Yom Tov? What about Yom Tov, Rabbi Yisai? Would you say that the whole... Would the whole problem of rechitza exist on Yom Tov or not? What would you say at first glance?
You're allowed to eat water on Shabbos in order to wash.
On Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, sorry.
Right.
In order to...
You're allowed to be mevashel, you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. Yeah. You're allowed to make for food, and you're allowed to do it even not for food purposes. Right? You're allowed to, just like you're allowed to carry your talis. You're allowed to make a fire. You're allowed to turn a radiator on. You're allowed to heat up water to wash your hands and face on Yom Tov. Right? As long as the fire is existing already, even though you're cooking water, that's permissible on Yom Tov. So it would have seemed that there's no room for this whole Issur Rechitza. What's the problem? What, they heated up the water? Well, heating up water is permissible. It's permissible. So why is however it's mevor in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch that one may not bathe on Yom Tov in Chamin Shehuchmo b'Yom Tov. Now Chamin Shehuchmo, water which was heated up on Yom Tov, even Derech Heter. So for instance, I've got my urn, and I now want to bathe. I want to have a bath, and I use this boiling hot water, and I add cold water to it, so I've got enough for a bath. Even though there was no melacha being done, right? It's not even reached Yad Saledes boy. It is forbidden to be roichet kol gufay in that water. Why is that? Says Tosfos, because rechitza, you may have heard, is not rechitzas kol aguf is not. The Torah says ach asher yaseh lechol nefesh. It's got to be done. Dabar hashav lechol nefesh. You know what type of melacha? The Torah only permits a melacha when it's something which all types of people are engaged in. But something which is only restricted to certain sects, a certain group of people, that the Torah is, forbids. Therefore, the Gemara says, Mugmar is also. Tosfos now suggests, Mugmar is a type of incense which they used to burn. Only the upper class, only a certain class of people used to do. So therefore, Tosfos comes along and says, Rechitzas kol aguf, yeah, is not dovash shavachal nefesh. You don't do it. It's not such a common activity, and therefore it's not dovash shavachal nefesh. Therefore, to be mevashel mayim letzorech. Letzarech Ruchita is an Isu Minotayra. Otherwise, says Tosfos, I don't understand. Why should Merchatzos apply? Now, this is very interesting. And some say, Ruchita is because. Ruchita is completely a normal activity. However, Tosfos says it's not the same as Ponov Yodov Raglov. Ruchita is called a goof. And that's the way the post can take on. Even today, now you'll say today, Ruchita. Bathing has become a normal thing. So, but yet the poskim are not willing to say it, to suggest that it's not min ha-Torah today. So it seems to be, what happens if we would all, the Gemara's example of Dov Hashem Shav Elachol Nefesh is mugmar. It's burning a type of incense which gives a fragrant smell to the room. It could be we've all become mifunaki. Because society has allowed us to all be part, really it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, but society and the way and technology has allowed us to all become Mifunokim. So therefore, that's why Rechitza is also on Yom Tov. Therefore, heating up the water involves a Melacha of Bishul. That's if you're doing it for Rechitza's Kol Aguf. But if you're doing it for Rechitza's Ponov Yodov Raglov, that's completely mutar. You're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash your face, to wash your hands, and to wash your feet, and bu'adin to any other part of one's body, as long as it's not the majority of one's body.
Maybe.
Right. Oh, so yeah. So now the poskim can say, as before in the Ramah in Tavkuf Yudalev, this simon about heating up water in Hichas Yom Tov is in Simon Tavkuf Yudalev. The poskim say that you can bathe a baby in water which was heated on Yom Tov. However, you may not heat the water for him. That means the issue which Chazal gave on Chamin Shuhuchmu Be Shabbos on Yom Tov, that doesn't apply to a child, to a very, very young child who needs that bathing. However, once that water was heated, so let's say you heated up that water for drinking, or you heated up that water to wash your hands and face, you can bathe a baby, a young child, even his whole body. However, you've got a problem with how to heat up that water, because that becomes, again, a melacha. Turning on the tap for that bathing is a problem of melacha. So a person can either do it al-yidei, we've run out of time, a person can either do it through asking a non-Jew. You can ask a non-Jew to heat up the water. And the reason why that's muta is because not everybody agrees that rechita is not dabar shav elachol nefesh. So one can do it, or there's an alternative a person can do, and perhaps you can apply this to the shower. And that is, as we said, you're allowed to heat up water for your hands and face. So what you can do is run the tap, turn the tap on, the hot water tap on, together with a coat, to wash your face. Once the water is running already, then you can run, you can keep it running and fill up the baby bath as well. Right? Same would come out with a shower. To turn on the hot water to use the shower on Yom Tov, to bathe one's whole body would be a problem of the melacha. But if a person is very distressed, and or he's not a well person, and therefore the gzera of mechatzos is waved aside, he's still now got a problem of cooking the water, of doing the melacha. So on that, the poskim say, let him turn the tap on, wash his hands and face, right, separately. So now he's washing for his hands and face, which is completely permissible. Once the water is on, sorry?
Yeah, both taps on.
Yeah. If the problem is turning on the hot water. Yeah. So he's turning on the hot water. Since he's already turning it on for a permissible activity, he may leave it running so he can have enough water for bathing the body. Sorry? Well, it depends what type of system. If you've got a combi boiler, you won't be able to turn off, so you'll have to get a going. But if it's... sorry? Right. No. If it's, I'm talking about a systems boiler, because a combi boiler, you've got a problem, as you said, of turning it off. But if you've got a systems boiler, you know, a storage tank. No, of course it is. When you turn on the hot water, new hot water fills in.
Cold water
fills in. Okay, let's go.
Why is year 4 and 7?
Because the Torah says when the year of my ceremony has elapsed, that's when I want you to do that.
That's when I want you to do.
I've got the whole year of what my ceremony. Right. After Pesach on year 3 and on year 6, I'm still doing my fresh Maaseh Ani. So it wouldn't make sense that in the middle of